You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Final hour of the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980. We are live streaming on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and on video. You can watch us on YouTube at the Team 980, where some of you are right now, including Phil, who is fired away in the comments and said that Cliff Kingsbury is at the Tom Brady statue reveal, which is kind of fun. That's a neat little tidbit. Of course, there was a very funny quote earlier this week from Mike Vrabel when he was asked what he remembers about Cliff as a player, and he said that he wasn't as good as Tom Brady. So now Cliff is there. Of course, Brady's former backup, as he has his statue revealed outside of Gillette Stadium. As for the players who will be participating inside tonight, let's get to our pick six at six. All right, so for those that are new to the show, that weren't with us last regular football season, here's how we do this on a Friday before a game. Normally, we are Friday before a Sunday. In this particular case, we are 90 minutes from kickoff. So we pick six players that we think are going to have the biggest impact on the game. We'll tweak that slightly today for preseason purposes. We then review the list on Monday to see how we did. During the regular season, we pick Commanders or Patriots. It could be either one. It's just, who do we think is going to have the biggest impact? Anthony loves to pick the coordinators, and I banned him from doing so because I feel like that's cheating. We also are not allowed to do quarterbacks during the regular season. However, preseason style, we're going to stick to just Commanders, and I will explain why I am intrigued to watch each of the following. Number one, fire away on the Bill Nye the Science Guy soundbite. Bill. Yeah, Jacory Kroski-Merritt. We can now get excited about Jacory Kroski-Merritt, a.k.a. Bill. Why? Because they're going to try to tackle him for real. And this is not thud. This is not, you're not tackling him to the ground so every run looks like a touchdown. Yes, those cuts were really cool, but what if he's just cutting into arm tackles and then he gets tackled? We don't know that yet. We're going to find out on some level tonight. And I still think that Brian Robinson winds up being the starting running back for this team. But if this guy's really, really good, it does change the equation. Obviously, if another team wants to trade for B-Rob, he's in the final year of his contract, I think that has to be on the table. You have to be able to trust Bill to be a workhorse back, and you have to trust him in not just the run game, but what can he do in the pass game? Can he catch the ball out of the backfield? Can he line up in multiple places? So I'm not just looking for what happens when they put Sam Hartman or Josh Johnson under center or in the gun and they hand the football to Jacory Kroski-Merritt. I want to know what else he does tonight. So every snap that he is on the field is important, whether he's running a route, whether he's pass blocking, whether he is running the football. That's like the guy that I am most intrigued as I am, we obviously have gotten to see him in camp. I haven't had a chance to go out there and see him in person, but now we all get to see him on TV against another jersey that is allowed to tackle him all the way to the ground. All right, number two, Ben Sinnott. Yeah. What can I say about Ben Sinnott that hasn't already been said? Not much. JP and I, as in JP Finley, had a really good conversation about him in the 4 o'clock hour when Finley joined us. If you want to rewind and catch that or check out the podcast, just search the Hoffman Show or rewind in the Odyssey app. But Sinnott, his best usage this year is probably in supplement to Zach Ertz and proving that he is ready to take over in the long term. But Ertz has shown no signs of slowing down. So if Zach Ertz is going to be the Zach Ertz of last year, or the reports are he looks somehow even better, then you're not taking that guy off the field. So what is it that Sinnott does that is different than Ertz that can complement? And the ability to get vertically down the field is obviously one of them. If he can take on some blocking reps, that would be incredibly helpful. And I think the other thing, too, that I didn't mention earlier that just popped into my head now when I talk about the blocking is I think Adam Peters imagined Ben Sinnott as a Kyle Juszczyk type, meaning you're playing a lot more fullback. So, yes, he's going to line up as a tight end. Yes, I think he can split out a little bit because of his speed and his athleticism. But can you get in the backfield and run some two-back stuff with Ben Sinnott lined up with his hand in the dirt leading the way? That opens up some more play-action boot game for Jaden Daniels in the regular season. Like, that stuff is interesting to me. We will probably not see any of that tonight, but I am curious to see what Ben Sinnott does do for all of the obvious reasons. Third in our pick six at six. I have a double here, which is allowed. I make the rules, but Anthony agreed to them. And Metal Chris, unless you're going to say I cannot do two people that go together, I'm gonna do two people here.
Doesn't bother me in the slightest.
Excellent. You're an easy to work with fella. Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane. These two guys are making the team. And I feel like that is a statement that probably feels different if I'm like, Luke McCaffrey is making this team versus Jalen Lane is making this team. On Jalen Lane, 100% of people are going, duh. And on Luke McCaffrey, I don't know what the number is. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I know, but I know it's not 100%. There are people that definitely think, fans that definitely think, Luke McCaffrey doesn't belong on this team because he, I don't know, didn't do a bunch last year, and the reports out of training camp are not that he's setting the world on fire. But like, no kidding. He was playing quarterback at Nebraska like 3-4 years ago. He is still learning the position. What has happened in training camp and in the spring this year is some of the athleticism that is there in the testing numbers. I don't know if people fully appreciate how good his testing numbers were at the combine, his pro day, and all that kind of stuff. That is starting to show on the field more. It's got to show on the field more than it is showing in the long term for him to be like a good NFL player. But he blocks his absolute face off in terms of effort. He is going to continue to get better at being a receiver. And so if he can go out there and make a couple of plays tonight, like, that helps his case really more so. And the reason I lump these two guys together is they are going to be fighting for snaps with each other. There's just only so many snaps available as a fourth receiver on a team, especially when you are going to have specific roles and responsibilities, because Debo is such a unique player. So how do they fit inside? How do they fit outside? Noah and Terry are mostly going to be on the outside, but you know they're going to want to move Terry around a little bit based off what they did last year. Again, all caveats being, you know, his contract gets done, which we all think it eventually will. And so the Lane McCaffrey competition isn't like who's going to make the roster. It's how much do they play and what do those snaps look like and how much opportunity do they get to get their hands on the ball and use the special athleticism they have to help the Commanders score points. We'll get the first glimpse of that tonight, and I'm very excited to see it. Coming up next, I got three defensive. Actually, I have four. I'm going to pull another double. But I got three defensive storylines. What offense to start in our pick six. You got defense all the way down next to wrap up our pick six before we give you a preview from me and Logan coming up for all the positions, what we're looking for at every position, take command style at 6:30. That's all coming up, but first let's get an update on the latest of the world of women's sports presented by Wawa. Chicken how you want at Wawa with customizable crispy or roasted chicken sandwiches.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Hoffman Show. We are on the Team 980. We are on the Odyssey app as well. You can also check us out now on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and YouTube at the Team 980. Audio, video, however you want to check us out, we are here for you. Coming up at 6:30, maybe even a little bit before, about 10 minutes or so from now, we will hit you with a take command preview, position by position, what Logan and I are watching for tonight as the Commanders take on the Patriots. Right now, though, the back half of our pick six, and some of what we'll be talking about in more depth, take command in a few, or some of these players I'm about to mention, because the defensive side of the ball is maybe more interesting than the offensive side of the ball. The reason is, like, the passing game on the offensive side is the most similar practice to game, and especially joint practice to game. You know, the coverages are mixed up, in a joint practice, you're playing other teams and the balls are mostly completed or not pretty cleanly. Like, guys are going to compete at the catch point. That's allowed. Of course, you're not going to blast anybody, but at the modern NFL, you're not blasting anybody anyway. And it might be hard to tell whether, like, that was a clean 20-yard gain or a clean 50-yard touchdown, when you tap up like the safeties do sometimes on those high crossing routes. But it's like, okay, that was a legit game. You can also have the relatively same amount of contact on, you know, pass routes and pass coverage. So on the edges, especially in the passing game, it's as close to live as you can possibly be in the modern NFL with the rules that the PA and the league have established for practice in the passing game. The run game, and as a defender, it's a different story because you have to be able to, whether you're a perimeter player on the inside, like now it's time to tackle for real. How are you going to do that? How are you on your angles? How are you on your finishing? How are you on all of the things that go into playing actual football, not thud touch football like you do in practice? So with that, that gets us to number four in our pick six. The two guys that I'm most intrigued to see, who I think we'll see an absolute load of tonight, and that's Dominique Hampton and Kane Medrano. The two young linebackers, Hampton, the converted safety, Medrano, the safety-looking linebacker, who is an undrafted free agent out of UCLA, who has started to look really good in coverage, especially in practice the past couple of weeks, including in the practice in New England, makes a couple of nice plays, covering running backs. He's got tremendous speed. He's a 4-4 type of guy, great athleticism. But the big knock on him is, what kind of tackler are you? And so now, in a live football game where he gets to tackle people, how's it look? I also think that you're going to see quite a bit of them, because the biggest guy that is like a disappointment that is not playing tonight is Jordan McGee. I think Javonte Jean-Baptiste, that's a bummer as well. But McGee is a guy that for two straight years now, we've heard they've got big plans for him. They've got a package. They want to try to use him more, maybe even spell Wagner every once in a while. Like, they've heard all these different machinations and possibilities, and he can't stay on the field and stay healthy. And I hate that for him. I'm not blaming him. It's just, it's football. Guys get hurt. It sucks. And without McGee there, there aren't a lot of other linebackers. Nick Ballore is a special teams guy. So you have this tremendous opportunity for these young guys to get a ton of reps, a ton of opportunity, a ton of experience in the preseason playing real football. And for Hampton in that Mike linebacker role, which I think is a huge responsibility, obviously, to call the defense if he's got the green dot and the whole deal. And then for Medrano, what can you do out in space? And then also, do they wind up having somebody else play some Mike, let Hampton move off the ball? Like, what's the usage pattern for those two guys? I think it's a fascinating group of prospects, both of whom have shown real flashes throughout the offseason. So what do they do in a real-ish game tonight? We will find out. Number five, guy who was the talk of the first week of camp, Tyler Owens, was everywhere. Both in that he was playing safety and nickel and Buffalo nickel, and obviously he's a special teams demon, but he was also just making plays on the football nonstop. Pass breakups, interceptions, he's cutting stuff off. He's got big thumps in the run game. I want to see tonight both how they use him, and I think he's going to be a start. Like, he'll be on the field in the first two series in certain packages. He might be starting opposite of Percy Butler. I wonder if it's him or Jeremy Reeves. Does Reeves play tonight as a guy who's a vet and they know exactly what he is? Probably, because they probably want to get him some snaps on defense. And you need some guys to play. But Owens is a guy that has definitely, I think, done enough to carve out a role for himself in 2025 for the Commanders. The question is just how big of a role, what's it look like, where is he when he's on the field? Is he playing safety? Is he playing in the nickel? I think Percy Butler, same question. Is he playing more safety? Is he playing in the nickel? So if you want to put Percy Butler on this line as well, I think that's definitely something to watch for tonight throughout the rest of the preseason and then on into the regular season. Last but not least is kind of a bigger point. I'm going to single out Kevon Seymour because he played some last year for the Commanders. He was a late season call up practice squad type of guy that when they had some other injuries at corner, they called him up. But he's another guy that's like kind of in that backup, like 11th DB special teams type of mix. Like, I think I know who's making the team at corner and at safety. And I think it's going to be 11, and I think I know who they are. But one, it's football. Guys get hurt. Like, you always got to keep an eye out for who the next guy up is. And two, like, this guy seems like he's going to steamroll right onto the practice squad again. But also, if he plays really well over the next couple of games, like, does he wind up getting signed to another roster? Because he's a really good special teams player. And that's the other thing to watch tonight, and the kind of the larger point I wanted to make, is if there's a guy I didn't name, or any of the guys that I did, they all, because like, if you're playing tonight in the regular season, you are probably playing on special teams. So while kickoffs are not necessarily the most exciting thing, you know, you're still getting back from getting your food or going to the bathroom or whatever. Punts, like, who cares about punts? My annual pitch. What? We don't need Tressway to punt in the regular season or in the preseason. Go sign another punter and have him punt. I've asked Jay Gruden to do this back in the day. I've asked Ron Rivera to do this. I will now ask Dan Quinn. And there's not much those three men as football coaches have in common with their time in Washington. The one thing that they do have in common is that I have asked them to not have Tress Way punt in the preseason. Anyway, now that my annual request for Tress Way's well-being is over, who is out there covering kicks is really intriguing. Returning, like I don't know who's going to return tonight in the regular season. It's probably going to be some combination of Austin Eckler, Jalen Lane, and Deebo Samuel. Maybe Luke McCaffrey's in the mix, so maybe it's Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey tonight. Maybe it's someone completely different. We'll see if Jalen Lane returns punts tonight or if they put him on ice in that front for the regular season and let someone else get some reps at it, Luke or otherwise. But I do think that who is covering kicks tonight and who is blocking on kick coverage, who are your gunners, who are your like gunner protectors, if you will, the guys that are blocking on the outside, blocking the other team's gunners. Like those are really, really interesting tells on who has an upper hand in the special teams room, because that is how you decide between your fourth running back, your fourth tight end. Do we keep a third quarterback, or does one of these other guys have real special teams value? Are we going five or six receivers? Because I don't know, man. Like Michael Gallup is probably the right guy as a sixth receiver, but he doesn't play special teams. So maybe we just keep five and we keep someone else who plays teams. So whether it is Jacory Kroski-Merritt, Ben Sinnott, Luke McCaffrey, Jalen Lane, Dominic Hampton, Kane Medrano, Tyler Owens, Kevon Seymour, all of these guys, throw Ben Nickel, like the backup safety in there, all these guys. I care more if I'm them about special teams tonight than almost, like, especially those, like the Seymours, the Nichols, like those guys trying to fight their face off to make a practice squad. I am trying to stand out on special teams because I want the chance to continue to develop on offense or defense, and special teams is going to be my ticket first onto a practice squad and then secondly onto a regular squad at some point in my future. All right, that is our pick six at six. Again, we are now just over an hour from kickoff in New England. The game tonight's on WUSA 9 if you want to watch. Don't forget, a week from Monday, the 18th, the Commanders will play Monday Night Football against the Bengals. That'll be here in D.C., so that'll be a whole lot of fun to watch Joe Buck and company coming to town for that. Of course, the last time the Commanders and Bengals played on Monday Night Football, slightly different stakes as Jaden Daniels had that miracle coming out moment. Not miracle, what turned into a standard. This is what I do moment against the Bengals last year in week 3 on Monday Night Football with that throw to Terry to seal the game. All right, when we get back, position by position, what Logan Paulson's looking for tonight, you'll hear it next on The Hoffman Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Final half hour here on the team at 980. 7 o'clock BetMGM tonight, but 7:30. I'm sure many of you are going to try to be in front of your TVs to watch Commanders and Patriots. Logan Paulson there on the radio call. He and I chatted yesterday to go through the game on Take Command. And so we wrap up our preview here on the Hoffman Show with thoughts on everything we'll see tonight, position by position, quick and dirty. Commanders, Patriots preview for you on the Hoffman Show. Quarterback position, as John said, and as Dan Quinn at this point has told the world, like, it's the Sam Hartman and Josh Johnson show. I guess what we're really looking for is, like, does either of these guys play so well that you earn a QB3 spot? But I still think QB3 is going to have much more to do with what happens elsewhere on the roster than it is the performance of either of these two men.
Yeah, and I mean, I think if one of them absolutely plays out of their mind and looks like a guy, like a dude in preseason, maybe you keep three because you have to. You don't want him out of the organization or whatever. But, yeah, man, I think it's just who plays well. And that's going to be easy. Everyone knows how to watch quarterback play. It'll be interesting to see how they allocate reps, you know, who goes with kind of the quote unquote first group, who goes with the second group. But
that is interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be kind of interesting to see how they see that. But I'm really excited for both those guys to kind of seize this opportunity and, you know, try to find a home on the team.
For sure. All right. Running back. That's, I think, the most interesting position group in part, like, especially offensively, you know, defensively, what we talked about with Kay Medrano, like for all these guys. Can you tackle? Let's find out. Preseason tackling is always a little sloppy, but like, let's see. For running backs, you spent the entire camp not being tackled. Now, are these actually 2 yard gains or are these actually 20 yard gains when you're slithering through the line of scrimmage and scampering up the sideline? I'm guessing we don't see any B-Rob. I'm guessing we don't see any Eckler. McNichols, maybe. So then where does that leave us and what are you looking for?
Yeah, I mean, I think this group's really interesting because there's also like five guys here. Obviously, there's C-Rod, there's McNichols, there's Merritt, there's Kazmir Allen, and Felton, too. And Felton, I think, is interesting because he can return kicks. So, like, does he kind of make a little spark for himself? Kaz, honestly, has looked really good the past couple of practices in terms of finding explosive opportunities, being patient as a runner. So, does he kind of make a late roster push here for that special teams return? You know, maybe he gets in as like the third down backup to Eckler. If he's explosive, what is this? The third year in a row he's been on the team, and every year it's kind of been like, can he figure it out? So I think that's compelling. I think C-Rod looks in amazing shape. He looks like very powerful, very strong, very quick. I expect him to have a great preseason, but I kind of thought the same thing last year. So we'll see if that holds true. And like you said, is Merritt the dude? You know, I think we know what McNichols is, but, you know, Merritt has kind of this reputation so far, budding amongst at least the people on the beat, and he's going to be the guy. So let's see it. And I think that's going to be why this group's so fun, because I think all five of those guys have a shot at the roster in different capacities, which is kind of, you can't say that about every group.
For sure. I think the other thing that's so big for Bill is he played one game last year. Like, this is the first chance for him to play football in a long, long time because of the eligibility issue last year at Arizona. And again, it wasn't like he was hurt. So there's a lot of guys that, you know, they get hurt early in their final college season. Then you haven't played in a while. For him, it's just like, you're just sitting there in practice and doing whatever you can do to help the team, waiting your time for the NFL. And so for him, he's probably going to be pretty juiced up to get out there in pads and get to do his thing. All right, wide receivers. Obviously, this might be the group we need to spend the most time on, because like we talked about with John, there's a lot of question marks here. Terry and Noah probably wouldn't play anyway. Debo's obviously not going to play, or I would think is not going to play. Other than that, man, free for all. Let's go. Giddy up. Somebody make a play or eight.
I think that's the thing, right? Who makes the play, right? You got these two backup quarterbacks that are going to be playing a lot of minutes. We'll see what the offensive line situation looks like. But Luke McCaffrey, can you separate and kind of look like a third round pick? Like, you, again, John talks about him as a pro and as a player, and he does everything the right way. He plays teams, he blocks, he's fastidious, he's there early. Can you actualize this? We've talked about his development from a quarterback to a receiver, how it's still a pretty short cycle so far, but can we make some plays? Like KJ Osborne, can you assert yourself? Jacoby Jones, I think, is interesting too. Everyone talks about the other, what's his name,
Ja'Cory Brooks, UDFA, right? But Jacoby Jones, veteran.
Well, he's a UDFA also.
Got him and Chris Moore backwards. Yeah.
And so can we find a way to make some plays and kind of assert yourself? Because Jacoby Jones has flashed a little bit in practice, right? We talked about Mike Strachan with John. Like, there's talent here. You just need someone, any of these guys. We could list all of them out. They all have the same critique. Can you just take a step and say, I'm the guy? Whether it's on teams, whether it's on offense, I need to see something. Like, think about a couple of great examples, like Bryson Tremaine, right? Bryson Tremaine a couple of years ago for this team, he came out, he did exactly what he was supposed to do. He was targeted four times, had four catches, made a tackle on teams, and you're like, that dude's in the organization now. This is right. The opportunity to do something like that. Even if you're not going to make the 53, even if you're not the sixth receiver, like, let's put a stamp on it. So every time you see a catch by a receiver in this game, it's significant in terms of them making the roster. So something to be dialed in on.
The other thing to watch is, are any of these guys impactful on special teams, and who's playing with what special teams units, which it sometimes is going to be hard, because if they just, well, I guess now with the kick returns being what they were changed to last year, you're going to see more returns. Although I wonder in the preseason if they're just like, let's not have giant collisions, let's just boot the ball through the end zone. I could also see special teams coaches being like, no, we want to evaluate, please make these kicks returnable. So that's like a fun little thing to keep an eye on. But then, like, who's running down? Who's making tackles? Who is out there, period? Like, it's going to be a quick, you know, that we kind of infamously don't watch the tape of special teams. It's like, oh, next, when we do our tape reviews. But this time it's like, okay, let me just go into the all 22 and see who's out there, because that could tell us some pecking order stuff that is a tell of who is where on the depth chart moving forward. All right, when we go to the tight end room, obviously I think a lot of people want to see Ben Sennett. Like, can you go out there and make plays? Ertz not going to play. But Cole Turner, like, had a nice spring. We know Cager is hurt now. Or sorry, Cager's still there. But what's his name? Tyree Jackson got hurt. It really does feel like the most significant question at tight end is, like, how good is Ben Sennett at this point?
I would totally agree. And that's kind of the thing I'm watching for is, like, Colston has progressed. He looks good. You know, Cole Turner has progressed in the run game, man. He's got a little snap. Like, there's been a progression for those two guys. And Ben looks better, but I want to see him in the game, lights on. Like, what's your process like? This should be an opportunity for you, with all of your athletic pedigree, with how you catch the football, with how physical you are, to look awesome, because there's not going to be a ton of game plan in. So play fast, play confident, and in this landscape of their limited playmakers at wide receiver at the moment, like, I should be able to assert myself and make some plays on the football here. So I think that's exactly right. I think we know exactly. I think we see an upward trajectory for Colson Yankoff. I think Cole Turner to a certain extent. And really, it's like, is Ben following that similar trajectory? Because he doesn't get a lot of touches in practice. He does good things. I'm not saying that he's having a bad camp or anything, but can he assert that he is ready for more responsibility in the offense?
That would be enormous for this offense, considering the caliber of athlete he is. All right, offensive line is tough because it's so scrambled. Obviously, if Connerly plays, that's a big data point. Would like to see that from the rookie, but if he is now in starting territory already with what he's done in the last few practices, and specifically the joint, where he most people said he had a pretty good day yesterday, maybe he doesn't wind up playing. So Chris Paul, I think, is definitely a name to watch. Who else are you keeping an eye on in this game?
Yeah, Chris Paul, and then Foster Sorrell is another guy that I'm kind of keeping an eye on, because I think I like the stuff that he did when he was playing for the Chargers. He's a big dude, play tackle, guard. Like, where's he playing? And then obviously, number 73, Trent Scott, like where that all ends up shaking out between those. Because I think those are the guys that are kind of making that push for that eighth or ninth spot. And so whoever has a good game, like we saw this last year, right? Remember Trent Scott came out and had a really good couple of games.
Dude, he was so good at guard. Like, yeah, that was the thing. It's like, oh God, we have to emergency play him at guard. And like, turns out he should probably be playing guard.
Yeah, and played really well and made the team. So in this, with this group specifically, because I think they're pretty close, you know, like who can kind of come out and be that dude, have a couple knockbacks, like the ball runs behind him for a big gain, you know, third long, we have a lockdown pass pro, we keep good pockets, we know who we're going to. Like, I think those are the guys. Obviously, Michael Dieter's another name I throw in there. I think with Allegretti playing center, I'm not sure if he's going to make the 53, but if he comes out and looks like a different guy, then there's a really good shot at it. So a couple other names just throw out there. Tyree Phillips, that big dude, he's like 6'6", 340, big old hoss, playing guard. Like, what does that look like for him? And then Good Jones. Those guys seem like longer shots to me. But again, like if you come out and you play well, this staff has shown they're willing to kind of give you more opportunity with good play.
For sure. All right, defensive line-wise, definitely some depth pieces. I hate that Javonte Jean-Baptiste didn't make the trip, because he's a guy that I think would have been in. To me, like, Jacob Martin might be the guy I'd put in the spotlight here. When Von Miller got signed, his roster chances became more precarious, obviously, as Von is going to be that outside linebacker, defensive end type of role, but there could be room for two. You've said a bunch of times over the last couple of weeks when we've talked about this, like if you show signs of pass rush juice, you probably should be on the roster. And Jacob Martin has that. So he's my guy. Who else are you watching?
I think Jalen Holmes would be mine. We've talked about him, how much we like him. I think he's had a really solid camp, but he is like a tweener, right? He's not a true end. He's not a true interior player. Can he assert himself and say, like, no, I can be the big end if Dietrich Wise gets hurt, right? Can I do some of these things from a physicality standpoint? And then Andre Jones is a guy for me that I'm like, what do we got? You know what I mean? Like, you flat, you're tall, you're long, you're competitive, you're tough.
Good teams player too. So like, he's got that in his bag. So can you show that you're worth a roster spot defensively?
Yeah. So I think he's a guy that I would just circle here, just be like, what, you know, can we do it? And then Vahimi Fehoko, I've always liked him since he was at San Jose State. He was in Dallas last year. He's here now. He's playing kind of interior pass rush guy. Like, I just like the player. I like his makeup, but you know, it's a long road for him to make the roster. But if you flash a little in preseason, who knows?
Yeah, for sure. There's, you know, some guys I think like Narelle Pollard, you know, like he's a guy that flashed last year. I know a little bit. They kept him around. He might be a practice squad again, but like, can he earn that practice squad spot for a second straight year, get a couple call-ups during the season? So like, it's a fun depth thing to see. And then obviously you have the vets, Carl Davis, Sheldon Day, been around a long, long time, played key roles for this team last year. Probably not going to make the team the way it's shaping up right now, but could one of them prove like, no, my veteran know-how is worth having around and make the team from go, nevertheless, a practice squad call-up situation.
All of a sudden, doesn't this group feel like locked? You know what I mean? Like the top eight guys are just like, yeah, you're making the team. And then like now we're fighting for that ninth spot a little bit, which is interesting. It's interesting how that's changed. My perception of that has changed over the course of the offseason.
Yeah, for sure. All right, linebacker level. This position group is fascinating, man.
I'm really bummed Jordan's not going. I'm bummed.
Yeah, man. McGee, without McGee, it's like, well, who's playing linebacker? Like, who's the Mike?
Yeah.
Start the game.
I mean, Dominique Hampton's been doing that in practice, so I don't know if you go Dominique Hampton, Kay Medrano, or if, like, Nick Ballore has a sneaky little linebacker. He doesn't do that a lot, so, like...
No, he's like, 30... Like, I think he's older than me. Yeah, I'm 35.
Maniac on teams, man. Yeah. I don't even know. Like, to me, he's like your best special teams guy, maybe outside of Revo, even included. He's awesome on teams.
I like the way that Standig put it in his roster breakdown, like when he was doing a 53 projection. He didn't even put him at linebacker. He put four specialists on the team. Yeah. He's like, I have the long snapper, the kicker, the punter, and Nick Ballore.
Yep. I think that's a perfect way to characterize him. But then you get into like the second group of linebackers and who's going to be the practice squad guy, I think. And that's really interesting. It's like Keho from UCLA, who was the five-star recruit to Alabama, then transferred to UCLA. He's got this great background and he's popped a little bit from a movement standpoint in practice. Obviously he's working with the threes, What does he do with a larger role? Can he rush the passer? Those types of things. And then Cam Arnold is like the most linebackery body you've ever seen in your life. Like, can he cover? And so, like, I do think they have four interesting pieces there. I think Hampton and Medrano are the guys you want to kind of attach your horse to and let them run and see what they can do. And they're going to be exciting. But I wouldn't be surprised if one of those guys has a good preseason, Keho or Cam, and they kind of end up making the practice squad, or they're pushing for the roster by the end when it's all said and done. So we talked about keeping, you know, if you got team's value, maybe we keep six linebackers, whatever it looks like. So yeah, we'll see.
I feel like Hampton and Medrano are going to play like at least a half, if not three quarters.
Probably three quarters. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to get plenty of opportunities to see how they can ball. All right. Secondary. I would think at this point, like, Amos probably isn't even playing.
No.
Lattimore, Sainer still, those guys are going to be out. So you're looking at your Noah Igbinoghenes. You're looking at the guys down. A guy like Carlin Vigors has flashed repeatedly.
Dude.
Can he make a play? And then obviously you're looking at some of the young safeties and kind of what they can do. This is the kind of thing where you hope a guy like Percy Butler dominates. Like, hey, man, you're in your fourth year now. You have played quite a bit.
He's had
a good camp. You're a 4A player at least, right? Yeah. It's we've talked about this with you over the years. Like, you loved that third or that fourth preseason game back in the day because you were the best player on the field because you were a real NFL player playing against guys who were not quite real NFL players. Yeah. I want Percy Butler to Logan Paulson this thing up. That's what I want out of Percy in whatever time he gets at safety coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, like, I'm looking at the depth chart, like, really sneaky deep group. Percy Rebo, mm-hmm. they're probably going to start, right? Maybe Tyler Owens, awesome. And then, like, Ben Nichols has had a pretty good camp, turned the ball over a little bit. And then we've talked about Robert McDaniel as a guy from a body type standpoint that definitely fits the bill. So I'm excited to see all those guys, really, quite honestly. Yeah. And I think they're all going to – I mean, definitely the top three guys, Percy, Rebo, Owens, I think are all going to play good ball. So to me, the interesting spot is, like, Bobby Price, Kevin Seymour, more on teams. If one of those guys can really show out as like a gunner or something.
Yeah,
like,
Seymour has got a great reputation and history of doing that. So,
dude,
he's definitely
did something in practice the other day, and I was like, who the hell is that? He's just a big, fast DB.
Yeah.
And so those guys, traditionally, you put them at gunner, you say, go be big and fast, and they make teams. So that's one where it's kind of sneaky. I'm glad you brought up Carlin Vigors, because I think he's had an excellent camp so far. But how does he look when the lights are on Friday night?
All right. If you want the full preview or more joint practice recap from John Keim, he was our guest on Take Command. So check that out wherever you get your podcasts. When we get back, we wrap up the show with final thoughts ahead of Commanders and Patriots tonight. Wrapping up here on the Team 980, this is the Hoffman Show. Got about 5 minutes to go, and then we got about 35. Because we break before the top of the hour because we have commercial break, because that's how that works. So we are about 40 minutes from kickoff in Foxborough. Commanders, Patriots tonight, and I'm definitely excited for this game. I think that, you know, you spend so much time talking about it and so much time thinking about it all offseason long. You spend time going to offseason practices, training camp, the whole thing. And it's just fun to be back in season and to see these guys get after it and to see something that resembles real NFL football, even if we know this is preseason and it's not quite the same. But I think this is finally a point where it becomes slightly less hypothetical. We spend so much time talking about, well, what if this, what if that, what if this, what if that? And, well, the starters are not going to play. New England starters are not going to play. So many of the guys that are going to impact the winning and losing of the division and hopefully playoff games and who knows how deep they can go for the Commanders this year aren't going to be on the field. It's still fun to talk about this other stuff. Like, at the end of the day, for, you know, it's the livelihood of these men and the women in the organization. But it is for us, like, the reason we enjoy it, because it's fun. Like, there's an entertainment value to it. And so to talk about the storyline, to get to know the people, to be able to root on the guy at the end of the roster who, for whatever reason, maybe you know, maybe you're a big Ben Nickel fan because he signed your kid's glove at camp when you yourself went out to training camp. And, like, this is your chance and your kid's chance to watch this guy play and try to make the football team. Whatever it is, nevertheless, your friends and family. If there's anybody out there listening that, you know, personally knows someone on this football team and you're having the chance tonight to see them go, like, this is fun. This is real life for these guys. And again, I said this off the top of the show, not to be dramatic about it, but, like, there's probably someone on the field for each of these games over the next 2 days, and some guys that played last night, that might be their final NFL football game, that this is it. They don't play particularly well, and they're never going to get the chance to play it again because they get cut after the first game, and, you know, the roster churn that happens. And you just hope it's for performance and not injury. And it's just, you know, they gave it their best and it wasn't good enough and they can hold their head high and say they tried their best. But, means a lot to a lot of people, even if for us, it's just, you know, as fans rooting for a team that's supposed to be pretty good, just another, step in the process. Again, elsewhere tonight, the Mystics are playing the Lynx. That game will not be here on the Team 980 because it is an ION game. All games on Monumental Sports Network simulcast here on the Team 980 with Megan McPeak and Christy Winter Scott. Elsewhere in the NFL tonight, Shador Sanders. That game is a 7 o'clock kickoff. So, if you're looking to kill half an hour before the Commanders start, with all due respect to any of the pregame shows that are out there, Shador Sanders will be under center for the Cleveland Browns here in the next 10 minutes or so, assuming that game starts on time and, whoever the Browns are playing, doesn't go on some super long first drive and keep the ball out of Shador's hands. But that's definitely an interesting one to watch tonight too. You know, Cleveland's quarterback situation is funky because obviously the Watson, you know, basically dead contract, dead money is what it is. They're trying to be good this year, which is why Flacco is going to be the starter. But does Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders ultimately emerge as a potential future starter for them? That is, I think, the question. And will, you know, Gabriel out with the injury, Shador getting the start tonight, that is something to watch for sure. As for the recap of everything, NFL and specifically Commanders and Patriots, we'll have live coverage or live shows all weekend long. Metal Chris, when are you on this weekend? When are you hitting buttons over on 106.7 The Fan and here on the Team 980?
I will not be on Team 980 this weekend, but I will be on Sunday working 106.7 from 10 to 1 this weekend. So
who you got in the host chair?
No. I'm producing for two shows in a row.
Okay, I was saying who's hosting?
We got Nick Ashu, and I think Linnell is the first one. I think.
Okay, so you got Nick, you got Linnell. Love that. So those guys will have you this weekend, and we'll be back on Monday. We'll have Take Command early in the week as well. That's it. That's all. Chris, thanks for filling in. Ant will be back on Monday. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.